summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Joe. So U.S. numbers being hailed all around, 250,000 jobs added in July. How good do you feel about these numbers in terms of how it's going to add to the economy and markets?
Well, I think the numbers are pretty good. They're going to get stronger as we go in the second half of this year. Companies are hiring, and you're starting to see wages pick up as well. So I don't think the number was a fluke. I just think it's going to start to run over 200,000 plus, and the U.S. economy is going to exhibit more strength and more upside for equities.
And given this background of strength, what is your bet on interest rates right now?
I think it's not unlikely, it's a real possibility that by the end of the year, we're closer to 2% on the 10-year as opposed to where we are right now, 1.5 and change. Because I do think the economy is picking up steam, led by consumption. We're going to have an inventory rebound as well. So Q3 growth is going to be closer to 3%. Good employment, and I do think that raises the prospects of the Fed raising rates, and so higher interest rates overall.
Is there a chance that a hike may be too premature because some parts of the economy are still fragile? For example, inflation is still extremely low, and it's also having the effect of strengthening the U.S. dollar, which may not be good for exports.
That's certainly a risk, a stronger dollar for the Fed, although the dollar has been range-bound really remarkably since Brexit. It hasn't really busted higher as many people expected. So I think if the Fed moves in December, it's not going to create too much problems for the economy or for the dollar. You know, the dollar has problems, too much strength, when we're looking at, say, 3-4 rate hikes from now. But not until then do I think the dollar is going to get overly strong.
And will we see Asia having it quite badly again with all the fund outflows going back to the dollar? What are your feelings about Asia?
Asia in general, I mean, the commodity producers have bounced a little bit. I like the internet stocks in China. I would avoid, say, Australia and Canada for here because I think their currencies do weaken. But anything tech-related, so anything in Malaysia, technology-related, or Singapore, I would be buying because we're very long-term bulls on technology.
Is it also the case that recovering U.S. would float all boats in Asia?
Not all of them, because China obviously is a bigger player now when it comes to driving the commodity producers and sectors, whether it's Australia or parts of Southeast Asia commodity complex. So, but it's a good sign that the U.S. economy is gathering strength. We'll pull along some of the world economy, but we need more of China, Southeast Asia, and Europe and Japan to do more themselves as well. So more fiscal inflation and lower interest rates, I think, looks for a good global backdrop into 2017.
Now, Joe, the Olympics also brings focus on Brazil, which was in the past the B in what used to be the BRICS grouping. Are you cherry-picking among any of these emerging markets? And the Bovespa has gone up about more than 50% from this year's low.
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to explain why the Bovespa has been one of the best-performing stock markets out there. So I wouldn't chase Brazil here. I think there'll be post-Olympics drawdown. But we're looking at, like, say, Taiwan, South Korea, Malaysia, Singapore, the China internet, maybe some parts of India with the tax reform. So our emerging market focus is more on Asia, per se, than it is on the BRICS or Russia or Brazil or South Africa.
Joe, just going back to the United States, Donald Trump has proposed some very wide-ranging tax plans. Do you think this will work in the U.S.? He's basically taking a leave out of the Republican playbook to cut taxes across the board.
Well, I don't know if it's going to work, but it helps shape the debate, helps start the debate, because tax reform in the U.S. is paramount, whether it's for individuals and for corporations in particular. We need to simplify it. We need to collect more revenue. And we need to bring some of this capital that's overseas, whether it's foreign, whether it's multinational or residential. So I hope that we can, you know, both parties take tax reform seriously, because it's going to be a very important component to growth next year.
Thank you so much. That was Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist with U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!